This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Pavtide MDI, active ingredients, fluticasone propionate/simeterol-xenophote. This leaflet provides important information about using Pavtide MDI. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Pavtide MDI. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Pavtide MDI? Pavtide MDI contains the active ingredients fluticasone propionate and simeterol-xenophote. Fluticasone propionate belongs to a group of medicines known as corticosteroids, frequently called steroids. They are not anabolic steroids, which are the steroids sometimes misused by athletes. Corticosteroids have an anti-inflammatory action. They reduce the swelling and irritation in the walls of the small air passages in the lungs, and so help you to breathe more easily. Corticosteroids are used to treat asthma and COPD. Simeterol-xenophote is a bronchodilator. A bronchodilator keeps the breathing tubes in your lungs open and relieves the symptoms of asthma and other chest conditions. The effects of simeterol-xenophote last for up to 12 hours. When taken together regularly, fluticasone propionate and simeterol help to control your breathing difficulties. Pavtide MDI is used to help with asthma and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, in people who need regular treatment. Asthma is a condition affecting the lungs. Symptoms of asthma include shortness of breath, wheezing, chest tightness, and cough. Two main causes of asthma symptoms are bronchoconstriction, tightening of the muscle surrounding the airways, and inflammation, swelling and irritation of the airways. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, is a long-term condition affecting the lungs, resulting from chronic bronchitis or emphysema. Symptoms of COPD include shortness of breath, cough, chest discomfort, and coughing up phlegm. The COPD symptoms are mainly due to bronchoconstriction, tightening of the muscles surrounding the airways, and inflammation, swelling, and irritation of the airways. Do not use this medicine to treat a sudden attack of breathlessness, as it will not help you. You will need a different type of medicine, e.g. Ventolin, salbutamol, which you must not confuse with Pavtide MDI. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why this medicine has been prescribed for you. Your doctor may have prescribed it for another reason. This medicine is not addictive. This medicine is available only with a doctor's prescription. Pavtide MDI is available as a metered dose inhaler, MDI also known as an inhaler. What should I know before I use Pavtide MDI? Warnings. Do not use Pavtide MDI if you are allergic to fluticasone propionate, or simeterol-xenophote, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Symptoms of an allergic reaction may include wheezing or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, eyelids, lips or mouth, tongue or throat, chest pain or tightness, hay fever or lumpy rash, or fainting. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. The expiry date, EXP, printed on the pack has passed, or if the packaging is torn and shows signs of tampering. If it has expired or is damaged, return it to your pharmacist for disposal. Check with your doctor if you have any allergies to any other medicines, foods, preservatives, or dyes. Have any other medical conditions, including thrush in your mouth, tuberculosis, diabetes, a thyroid condition, high blood pressure, or a heart problem, low blood potassium levels. Are taking other steroid medicines by mouth or inhalation? Take any medicines for any other condition. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Your doctor can discuss with you the risks and benefits involved. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Pavtide MDI and affect how it works. These include beta blockers used to treat high blood pressure, hypertension, ketoconazole used to treat fungal infection, ritonavir used to treat HIV infection. These medicines may be affected by Pavtide MDI or may affect how well it works. You may need different amounts of your medicines, or you may need to take different medicines. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Pavtide MDI. How do I use Pavtide MDI? Follow all directions given to you by your doctor or pharmacist carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. If you do not understand the instructions on the box, ask your doctor or pharmacist for help. How much to take? It is very important that you use the medicine regularly every day. Do not stop treatment, even if you feel better, unless told to do so by your doctor. Do not change your dose, unless told to by your doctor. If you're breathless or wheezing more often than normal, tell your doctor. Asthma. Adults and adolescents 12 years and older. Your doctor will prescribe one of the following strengths of Pavtide MDI for you, depending on the severity of your condition. Pavtide MDI 50/25, 50 micrograms of fluticasone propionate and 25 micrograms of sametiril, or Pavtide MDI 125/25, 125 micrograms of fluticasone propionate and 25 micrograms of sametiril, or Pavtide MDI 250/25, 250 micrograms of fluticasone propionate and 25 micrograms of sametiril. The usual dose is 2 puffs from your inhaler twice a day. Children 4 years and older. The usual dose is 2 puffs from your Pavtide MDI 50/25, 50 micrograms of fluticasone propionate and 25 micrograms of sametiril twice a day. No information is available on the use of Pavtide MDI in children under 4 years old. COPD. Adults. Your doctor will prescribe one of 2 different strengths of Pavtide MDI for you. Pavtide MDI 125/25, 125 micrograms of fluticasone propionate and 25 micrograms of sametiril, or Pavtide MDI 250/25, 250 micrograms of fluticasone propionate and 25 micrograms of sametiril. The usual dose is 2 puffs from your inhaler twice a day. When to take Pavtide MDI? Your doctor has chosen this medicine to suit you and your condition. Pavtide MDI is used to help with asthma and COPD in people who need regular treatment. It is very important that you use your Pavtide MDI every day, twice a day. This will help you to keep free of symptoms throughout the day and night. Take your medicine at about the same time, each day. Taking it at the same time each day will have the best effect. It will also help you remember when to take it. It does not matter if you take this medicine before or after food. Continue taking your medicine for as long as your doctor tells you. This medicine helps to control your condition, but does not cure it. It is important to keep taking your medicine, even if you feel well. How to take Pavtide MDI? The medicine in Pavtide MDI should be inhaled into your lungs. Pavtide MDI must only be breathed in through the mouth. The full instructions for using Pavtide MDI are given on a leaflet inside the pack. If you have any difficulties, or do not understand the instructions, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you find it difficult to use your Pavtide MDI, talk to your doctor or pharmacist. It may be better for you to use something called a spacer device. Your doctor or pharmacist will explain what this is and how to use it. If you change the make of spacer you use, this may alter the amount of drug delivered to the lungs. You should let your doctor know if your asthma symptoms worsen. If your Pavtide MDI is new, and you have not used it before, you should release puffs into the air until the counter reads 120 to make sure that it works. If your Pavtide MDI has not been used for 1 week or more, you should release 2 puffs into the air before use. Each time a puff is released, the number on the counter will count down by 1. In some cases, dropping the inhaler may cause the counter to count down. Cleaning. Your inhaler should be cleaned at least once a week as follows. 1. Remove the mouthpiece cover. 2. Do not remove the canister from the plastic casing. 3. Wipe the inside and outside of the mouthpiece and the plastic casing with a dry cloth or tissue. 4. Replace the mouthpiece cover. Do not put the metal canister into water. Use your medicine as your doctor has told you. If you are not sure, ask your doctor or pharmacist. After using Pavtide MDI, some people find that their mouth, throat, or tongue becomes sore, or that their voice becomes hoarse after inhaling this medicine. It may be helpful to rinse your mouth with water and spit it out after using your Pavtide MDI. Tell your doctor, but do not stop treatment unless told to do so. If you forget to use Pavtide MDI, Pavtide MDI should be used regularly at the same time each day. If you miss your dose at the usual time, if it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and use your next dose when you are meant to. Otherwise, use it as soon as you remember, then go back to using it as you would normally. Do not use a double dose to make up for the dose that you missed. If you become wheezy or feel tight in the chest before the next dose is due, use a reliever puffer in the usual way. You should get relief from your reliever puffer within a few minutes. If you are not sure what to do, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you have trouble remembering to take your medicine, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you use too much Pavtide MDI, if you think that you have used too much Pavtide MDI, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126 in Australia, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. Symptoms of an overdose may include rapid heartbeat, increased rate of breathing, significant muscle tremor, headache, increased blood pressure, increased blood sugar, glucose levels. If you are not sure what to do, contact your doctor or pharmacist. What should I know while using Pavtide MDI? Things you should do. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, remind your doctor and pharmacist that you are taking Pavtide MDI. Tell any other doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who treat you that you are taking this medicine. If you are going to have surgery, tell the surgeon or anesthetist that you are taking this medicine. It may affect other medicines used during surgery. It is important that all doctors treating you are aware that you are on inhaled steroids. If your body is stressed by, for example, severe infection, surgical operation, an accident, etc., you may need steroid tablets or injections for a time. If you become pregnant while taking this medicine or are trying to become pregnant, tell your doctor immediately. If you are about to have any blood tests, tell your doctor that you are taking this medicine. It may interfere with the results of some tests. Keep all of your doctor's appointments so that your progress can be checked. Tell your doctor if, for any reason, you have not used your medicine exactly as prescribed. Otherwise, your doctor may think that it was not effective and change your treatment unnecessarily. Call your doctor straight away if you think you may be having an allergic reaction, experience a change in your vision, notice any symptoms listed in section 6. Are there any side effects? Things you should not do. Do not take Pavtide MDI to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give your medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you, or their symptoms seem similar to yours. Do not stop taking your medicine, or change the dosage without checking with your doctor. If you stop taking it suddenly, your condition may worsen, or you may have unwanted side effects. If possible, your doctor will gradually reduce the amount you take each day, before stopping the medicine completely. Driving, or using machines. This medicine is not expected to affect your ability to drive the car or operate machinery. It is prudent to be careful driving or operating machinery until you know how Pavtide MDI affects you. Looking after your medicine. Keep your Pavtide MDI in a dry place where the temperature stays below 30 degrees Celsius, away from direct heat or sunlight. If your Pavtide MDI becomes very cold, it may not work properly. Keep your inhaler away from frost. Warning. The Pavtide MDI metal canister is pressurized. Do not expose to temperatures higher than 50 degrees Celsius. Do not burn it or puncture it, even when it is empty. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink or in the car or on windowsills. Keep it where children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. If your breathing or wheezing gets worse straight after using your MDI, stop using it immediately and tell your doctor as soon as possible. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Mouth or throat. Hoarseness. Soreness of mouth, throat, or tongue. Soreness in the esophagus. Cardiovascular. Increased blood pressure. Increase in heart rate. Pain. Headache. Muscle cramps. Pains in joints. Skin. Skin rash. Bruises. Anxiety and behavioral changes. Sweating. Trembling. Feeling nervous or anxious. Sleep disturbances. Unusual activity and irritability, mainly in children. Other. Slowing of growth in children and adolescents. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Allergic reaction. Wheezing or difficulty breathing. Swelling of the face, eyelids, lips or mouth, tongue or throat. Chest pain or tightness. Hay fever or lumpy rash, hives. Fainting. Respiratory. Pneumonia, lung infection. Shortness of breath. Cardiovascular. Irregular heartbeat. Ocular. Eye problems, e.g. cataract, glaucoma. Other. Rounded face. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Some side effects, for example changes in blood sugar, glucose level, blood pressure, or loss of bone density can only be found when your doctor does tests from time to time to check your progress. Taking high doses of steroids for a long time could affect the adrenal glands, which make the body's own steroid. Your doctor may do tests to check how the adrenal glands are working. Your doctor will be able to answer any questions you may have. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What Pavtide MDI contains? Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Fluticasone propionate. Sumeterolzinophote. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. HFA-134A, a CFC-free propellant. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Pavtide MDI looks like? Pavtide MDI consists of a plastic casing which contains a small metal canister. The casing has a mouthpiece which is covered by a cap. Each canister contains 120 doses of the medicine. Each dose contains 50, or 125, or 250 micrograms of the active ingredient fluticasone propionate. The amount depends on which strength of Pavtide MDI you have been given. Each dose also contains 25 micrograms of active ingredient sumeterol. The canister has a counter attached to show how many puffs of medicine you have left. The number of puffs left will show through a window in the back of the plastic casing. Each time the canister is pressed, a dose of the medicine is released, and the counter will count down by one. You should consider getting a replacement when the counter shows the number 020. Do not use your Pavtide MDI if the counter shows 000. When the counter shows 000, you must dispose of your Pavtide MDI. Never try to alter the numbers on the counter or detach the counter from the metal canister. The counter cannot be reset and is permanently attached to the canister. Who distributes Pavtide MDI? GlaxoSmithKline Australia Pty Ltd. Level 4, 436 Johnston Street. Abbotsford, Victoria 3067, Australia. Pavtide MDI. 50/25-OSTAR 208669. 125/25-OSTAR2-0-8-6-7-0-250/25-OSTAR2-0-8-6-7-1. Not all strengths may be marketed. This leaflet was prepared on the 25th of July 2025. Trademarks are owned by, or licensed to the GSK Group of Companies. 2025 GSK Group of Companies, or its licensor. Version 3.0.